Again, we go to tomorrow, October 12th, for a little note for the world of music. Oh, the great Sam Moore, celebrating a birthday tomorrow when he'll be 84 years old. Member of Sam and Dave from 1961 to 1981. Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame for Soul Man, and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, too. Hold On, I'm Coming. And one of my favorites here, Soothe Me, from Sam and Dave. Sam Moore tomorrow turns 84 years old. A happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Tori Sachs, Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action, previously managed the 2018 John James for U.S. Senate campaign, 6 years in former Governor Rick Snyder's administration, and a piece up for the Daily Caller. Michigan shows what happens when Democrats control a state. You can find her on Twitter at Tori_Sachs. Tori, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so I read the piece at the Caller, and all I could think about was my own experience, because up until about 4 years ago, I lived my entire life in Illinois. And boy, you know, you talk about a state that is controlled by Democrats. I know exactly what you're talking about, coming from Illinois. And when I first got here, of course, Governor Snyder was in office, so that was all right. And now we're seeing sort of a flip happening here, at least temporarily, here in Michigan.
Yeah, Scott. I mean, first of all, I'm sorry that you were in Illinois, but welcome to Michigan.
Thank you.
Still about you in Illinois. No, but I think, you know, I've been hearing from a lot of my friends and colleagues who I've worked with from out of state over the last, you know, probably 2 weeks about, you know, what's going on in Michigan. You know, I'm seeing all this news. And so I thought, you know, I think I need to write a piece and put it out there, because we haven't seen this sort of radical left taking over in Michigan like we've been seeing these past couple of weeks.
And let's start with especially the last week or so, when we see the Governor Whitmer vetoing a whole bunch of things out of the budget bill given to her by Republicans. She stepped away from the table. She did not negotiate the last month or so beforehand, and then strips out funding for education, strips out funding for autism counseling, autism treatment, strips out funding for law enforcement. All these things taken out of that final budget bill unilaterally by Governor Whitmer. And I am surprised it has not received more attention. You get a GOP governor stripping education funds, law enforcement funds, and autism funds, it's going to be front page on the Post and the Times.
Absolutely. I mean, she ran her, you know, Governor Whitmer ran her entire campaign on fixing the damn roads. And then she vetoed $375 million in the budget for roads. And she vetoed it because it did not include a 45-cent gas tax increase. Mm-hmm. And all those other things that you mentioned, you know, autism funding, charter school funding, roads for our, you know, deputy sheriffs and road patrol, rural hospitals, opioid addiction treatment centers. She vetoed the rest of that money, again, because it didn't include a 45-cent gas tax. I mean, that's appalling. That is outrageous. That is not how the priorities for the budget should be decided. And that's, you know, kids in their schools are not a negotiating, you know, tactic or pawn. And it's very disturbing. And I think that, you know, has created a lot of people who maybe traditionally don't get involved in the state budget process to speak out. I think we've seen, you know, the past 2 weeks, more people speak out than I've seen in a really long time about the state budget in Michigan, and I think that's why she was quick to come back to the table to negotiate with the Republicans, you know, like she should have done a month and a half ago.
And then, Tori, we see a couple of members of the new freshman congressional class from Michigan making headlines, too, not great ones across the country, but they're receiving some notoriety as well.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with, you know, Representative Haley Stevens. She represents Michigan's 11th district, suburbs of Oakland County and Western Wayne County. And she was at a town hall. So, you know, Congress went on break. They take like a million breaks. She was on break this last week. at a town hall with constituents at a gun range where she started screaming at her constituents that the NRA has got to go. I know that she just recently moved back to the district before she ran for Congress, but I actually grew up there. That's not going to be a popular, cry for reelection in that district. You know, one, screaming at your constituents, and then two, screaming that the NRA has got to go. And then we saw, you know, the same sort of thing that we've been seeing, and I think, you know, with Congresswoman Tlaib, and I think that's kind of what's starting to wear off on these other congresswomen. You know, Tlaib was in the news, she's always in the news, but most recently for visiting the chief of police in Detroit and suggesting that only African Americans should have the job of looking at, what they're screening for in Detroit. And then I was watching Chief Craig, who's the chief of police in Detroit, you know, on CNN, on Fox News, basically saying that that's, you know, racist, that she's delusional. You know, that the best people should have the job working for the city of Detroit police. So we've really seen just a whole host of things going on with our elected officials. And, you know, we haven't even talked about, Representative Alyssa Slotkin, who's had a lot of problems at her town halls as well. And then Sharika Hawkins, who is that Southfield city clerk, you know, who was just charged with 6 felonies for altering ballots in the 2018 election.
And there will be opportunities to change that in 2020 at the top of the ticket with the president, at the Senate level with John James running again. And, of course, all of those congressional members will be up for re-election again. Daily Caller has it, dailycaller.com. Tori Sachs' piece, Michigan Shows What Happens When Democrats Control a State. Tori, Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action. Tori, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I'd love to give a plug, MichiganRisingAction.org. Join us.
MichiganRisingAction.org and at Tori_Sachs on Twitter as well. Tori, thanks again. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Back to wrap up hour number 3 here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.
The MHSAA Network features several games every week on Comcast Channel 900 and on the MHSAA.tv website. Check out MHSAA Game Night every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Comcast. If you'd like to see MHSAA Network programming on your local cable system, visit the MHSAA website for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.